Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dr. Soren Show, discussing health topics that matter to you. The views expressed on this show are those of Dr. Soren and his guest, and do not represent the views of Blue Sky Broadcasting. Consult your doctor before making any changes.
Welcome to the Dr. Soren Show. This is Dr. Soren, and I'm really excited to have Scott Porter. You're a pharmacist, the owner of Sandpoint Superdrug, and you've really been on the front line of treating everything going on. Just real quick, start us off. Give me a little bit of your background, your education.
I went to Washington State University. I got my bachelor's degree in pharmacy, and then I did a postgraduate doctorate program, 2.5 years. So I have my doctorate degree in pharmacology. Worked in Spokane at Deaconess Medical Center for 10 years in a chemical dependency unit where I was treating drug overdoses, that type of thing. And then I moved back home to Sandpoint where I grew up, and we have a family run pharmacy that's 49 years in business. So I bought that from my parents, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome. And you've been, I know this is a topic of a lot of controversy here, but I think in your mind, from what I'm hearing, there is no controversy. You've been treating a lot of COVID patients. You say they call you and they say, hey, I'm doing terrible. What do I do? So what's your advice that you're giving them?
I first ask what their symptoms are, if they've been exposed, whether or not they have active COVID. And then if they do, I've been recommending ivermectin for post-COVID exposure treatment and prevention, along with the appropriate supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin.
Now, if you follow the mainstream media, they're going to say that this ivermectin doesn't work. And if you mention it on YouTube, your video will be taken down if you mention any sort of positive way. So why do you say that it works?
Well, they spin it to where they're saying this only works in cattle and horses as a deworming agent. Well, yes, it does. But in for humans, I mean, it's an antiparasitic. And I mean, I was known about this like a year ago, and I'm just like, I didn't realize the pharmacology until more and more studies started coming out, how they were using this in Africa and in India. I mean, that's all they use is ivermectin to treat everything. And the more I looked at this, I'm just like, this is really interesting. And I mean, the drug works. I mean, you have to dose it accordingly and give it over the right duration, but it truly works in defeating COVID.
Okay. And so, you know, one of the issues that I've had kind of with what's going on with COVID, even a friend of mine mentioned, you know, her grandmother was sick 2 years ago with the flu, and, you know, they gave her the full court press, you know, inhalational agents. I mean, they were just doing everything they could to keep her out of the hospital. She got COVID recently, and they're just like, go home and, you know, hope you get better. If you can't breathe, come back. So one of my things, issues that I think I have with the way this is treated, they're kind of just sending people home saying, you know, social distance, put on a mask, and, you know, kind of pray for the best. But one of the things I love about what you're doing is that you're at least given something that people can do.
Why would you want COVID to go through every cell in your body over 2 weeks? I mean, that's the normal course. It's like it goes into the brain. Why not get something that contains the virus, and then you have the additional supplements to kill it? Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, it's like, why would the physicians say, go home and self-isolate and let it spread throughout your body? I mean, that to me is, it makes no sense. It's like, let's take something that can contain it, keep it from spreading. That's what ivermectin does. And then you're taking the other supplements to kill the virus, or to take that viral load from where it's at down to zero within a few days. I mean, I don't understand why we would send people home with COVID and let them just suffer. That to me makes no sense.
And so kind of along those lines, are there, is there data and studies that kind of back this up that it's been effective?
Yeah, there's hundreds of them. I mean, I probably have 250 studies. I mean, anyone can go to the flccc.net website and you'll see weekly podcasts and all the studies all right there. It's a huge site. It's updated all the time. There are guidelines in treating and preventing COVID with COVID exposure is updated all the time. I mean, and I'm part of that alliance group as being a pharmacy within the United States that distributes ivermectin. I mean, I get phone calls every day from all over the United States, people wanting ivermectin to A, either prevent getting COVID or as treatment.
Yeah. So, and I have a paper here. Actually, you gave me from the, it's the Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance. And they certainly have ivermectin here. They have a, you know, prevention early and early outpatient protocols, and ivermectin's included in both of them. So what did you say? FLCC?
Yeah, FLCCC. So it's 3Cs dot net.
Dot net. And they've kind of
got the alliance group, and those are the leading forefront people that are using ivermectin as a treatment against COVID.
And what's been your experience with it, with the patients you've given it to?
Last time I looked, I think I'm up to like 450 scripts I've written. The Board of Pharmacy allows that. The Board of Medicine allows me to do that. I've had one hospitalization that I can think of, and that's because the patient was like literally 2 weeks into the COVID, not doing good. I gave him the treatment dose. He took it for 4 days, and then his oxygen levels dropped in the 70s. So I told him he had to go to the emergency room immediately. Otherwise, I haven't had one hospitalization, 100% cure on treatment.
Yeah. And you're saying cure actually, where you're seeing the disease actually, you know, be eliminated. You said people calling you feeling terrible. And then all of a sudden, you know, a day
horrible. Or two. Horrible. Yeah. I've seen healthy people on 6 liters of oxygen. Really. I mean, we're talking people with 3% body fat, full blown COVID. I've given them the high dose treatment, the 0.6 milligrams per kilogram, off oxygen within 36 hours, back to work.
Wow.
That fast.
Yeah, it's. I mean, from at least the data that you're saying, it sounds incredible. And I think, like you said, there's hundreds of studies. If they're harder to find if you just go to, you know, Google or YouTube, but like you said, if you go to flccc.net, you can find them. So one other thing that's kind of in the mainstream media, that this is a really dangerous drug. You know, the poison control centers are overwhelmed because so many people are having side effects. So yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's, you got to look at the narrative. They're going off of the animal product. I mean, I have people call, I had 3 veterinarians come to my pharmacy last week and they said, are you dispensing, are you recommending the ivermectin paste? I go, why would I? I said, I'm a pharmacy. I go, I would never recommend that. There are people that are eating the paste in large amounts. Yeah, they're going into the ER. I don't know what's in there. I mean, I would think it's based with a petroleum base. So it's like, I mean, a Vaseline base. You want to eat that? I mean, I don't know what's in this. I mean, I know what's in the tablets. I mean, that's human consumption, but these people that are drinking the tinctures for deworming cattle and eating the paste, some are doing great. The majority of them are taking too much. And that is the ER trips, is the people that are eating the veterinary version of ivermectin. I don't dispense that because I'm not a vet clinic. I only have human drugs. So, I mean, what I give out, the side effect is diarrhea, and that comes with any parasitic. I mean, you want to get parasites out of your body, you're going to have diarrhea. I mean, period.
Yeah.
And so that's the side effect.
Yeah. And diarrhea is like pretty much any drug you use. That's one of the side effects.
Antibiotics, very first symptom, diarrhea. It's like, take some probiotics with the antibiotics, just not at the same time, to help control the diarrhea from the antibiotics.
We got to take a break right now, but we're talking to Scott Porter, the owner and pharmacist at Sandpoint Superdrug. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Dr. Soren, and we are back with Dr. Scott Porter, pharmacist, owner of Sandpoint Superdrug. If we look at the data in Africa, they have very low rates of COVID. Any thoughts as to what may be the cause?
Yeah, I mean, that's, they have 1% of the healthcare that the United States has. And I mean, look at their population. I mean, it's astronomical, yet they have hardly any cases. It's like, why is that? They use ivermectin to treat everything. I mean, they don't have access to the drugs we have in the United States. I mean, they use ivermectin kind of to treat everything, and they have very few of any cases. I mean, some of these countries over there, I mean, they have like 98, 99% eradication of COVID using ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I think some province in India of like 270 million people. So it's not just a little group.
That study just came out last week. It was 98.7% COVID eradication. They're saying we are COVID free. That's 270 million people. I mean, what's the population of the United States? 350 million?
Right.
How many COVID cases do we have?
Exactly. So that part was very interesting to me. So one of the topic I just want to jump on here in the last few minutes. So ivermectin is a part of this, and I know it's been really controversial, but you know, you have had great experience with it and have seen a lot of success. And I think, you know, you may ruffle a few feathers with that, but you know what, if grandma's die, you know, or somebody's really scared and has this, they can take it either preventatively or early outpatient. And I think the side effects are fairly minimal, like you said, diarrhea. But let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the other things that are important on this iMask Plus protocol. What are some of the other things you recommend in addition to or alongside?
Well, the ivermectin works good by itself, but it works exceptionally when you add in the supplements that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's zinc. So it's 100 milligrams of zinc. That's if you're COVID positive. Vitamin D, I think 4,000 units. I actually tell people to take 50 to maybe 100,000 units for a week. Just to, I mean, yeah, it's a huge dose. Some might consider it toxic, but it's very hard to get vitamin D toxicity if you're using, say, 100,000 units for a week. I mean, it's fat soluble, but it is a very potent antiviral, antibacterial agent. In vitamin D, people think it's a vitamin, but it's actually a hormone. I mean, it stimulates, it ramps up your immune system. It's got huge antiviral properties to it. Vitamin C, I recommend 4 grams. Maybe start slow, 2 grams, then bring it up to 4 grams, and then. The other one is the quercetin. That's the flavonoid that's found in apples. Has similar mechanism of action to the hydroxychloroquine or HCQ. 250 milligrams twice a day. Works great with the vitamin C. And then the other one is for night is melatonin. I mean, I know several people take that. So think of melatonin as basically vitamin C. It's antiviral. 10 milligrams at bedtime if you're COVID positive. Otherwise, you could do like 3 to 6 milligrams a day for prevention. And all these supplements you can use as preventative too. I mean, the vitamin C, a couple grams a day. Zinc, you don't want to go too high on that, maybe 30 milligrams a day. Quercetin, 250 milligrams once a day. Vitamin D, 4,000 units, international units per day. I mean, we have packs that some of the companies have put together that have it all in one. They're very convenient. It's a one-month supply, and it's got everything in there, so you're not having to buy individual bottles. It's very convenient for the patient.
Yeah, and I know you sell those at Sandpoint Superdrug there, so you have the vitamin packs, and you've also got all the individual supplements there. And I know you and Seth, that's in the back there, is very knowledgeable on all these. Mm-hmm. So I know I bought a ton of stuff from there. So I appreciate it. What about the mouthwash or the colloidal silver?
Yeah, that's part of the new guidelines with this Delta variant. The FLCCC is recommending just any type of antiseptic rinse, because the Delta variant is in the nasal passages. I mean, it's like the people that have it have got just copious amounts of mucus. I mean, I had one of my friends, he went through 6 boxes of Kleenex in a week. He said it was just coming, flowing out of his nostrils. So I recommend doing like a colloidal silver. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bottle of colloidal silver. You could do 10 parts per million or 30 parts per million. Do like a teaspoon in a neti pot. And then I do the saline sodium chloride packs, hot water. I irrigate my nostrils once a day with that. I mean, colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. And I've had several patients that I've treated with ivermectin that have used the additional colloidal silver, and they said their symptoms were dramatically improved within 24 hours.
So that's just one to clean out the nasal. Like you said, the Delta variant's really attacking the sinus
cavity. Yep.
And so that's just a way to clean them out with an antiseptic. And so that can be done preventatively or, you know, early outpatient.
Correct? Yeah. I mean, it's you're clearing out that passage, so you're not giving it like a reservoir for the virus to just sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work. I mean, we use colloidal silver, I mean, topically to treat bacterial and viral infections all the time.
Like on skin stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. What about scope and, you know, the mouthwash and these kinds of things?
That's just that antiseptic. I mean, you get the postnasal drip and all that. So you're still going to get viral particles. I mean, and then your coughing, it's going to emit the virus in the air. So the scope, Listerine, has got that antiseptic, antiviral properties to it. I mean, and it goes hand in hand, especially, I mean, if people need to wear masks and they're coughing, it helps with that. So I do preventatively. I mean, I gargle with scope in the morning, then I do my nasal lavage with the colloidal silver at bedtime before I go to bed. I kind of have a routine that I do with the mouthwash and then the nasal rinse.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, all these are really good. The thing, you know, the vitamin, let me just summarize: vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, and possibly melatonin. That's also antiviral. And then doing this colloidal silver, neti pot kind of nasal.
Yeah. The other thing I failed to mention would be like a baby aspirin. I mean, this COVID can cause clotting disorders. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that with the Alpha variant from the onset. So I recommend like an 81 milligram baby aspirin. Mm-hmm. As well. I mean, I don't have cardiovascular problems, but those 81 milligrams, it cleans out the coronary arteries. It won't cause anything like a GI bleed. So an 81 milligram would be very beneficial for people to take if they have COVID and even as prevention.
Yeah.
Just awesome. In general.
Awesome.
That's more to protect the cardiovascular system.
Right. Because we're seeing people with, you know, strokes and heart attack.
Yes.
Clotting forming there. So that's just kind of cheap insurance I bought some from you guys yesterday, the chewable 81 milligrams. So not a big deal. So you can take those, Scott. Anyway, thank you for what you're doing. I think you're one of the few people in the community, and you know, I've been telling patients, because I get a lot of questions on this. I say, hey, go see Scott Porter. I know Dr. Hernandez has also been in urgent care there, has been treating a lot of patients, and has a lot of experience using this.
I mean, we're preventing people from being hospitalized and potentially on ventilators. It's like, why would you not try this option? There is no option. I mean, people with COVID, it's like you either try to get monoclonal antibodies or you get the ivermectin. Those are the options for treatment. And it's like, I'm preventing people from going in the hospital, and they're already packed at full capacity.
Right.
It's like, if I can prevent one person from going into the hospital, I mean, it allows someone else the proper care and treatment who is in serious trouble in the hospital.
I know. And I talked to, nurse from the hospital, and they're telling me Kootenai, all these places are on bypass. So they're just struggling to get patients in that need it. So, so that's where I'm just highly encouraging, you know, vigilance, and just do everything you can to keep yourself out of the hospital.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're at risk. So, well, Scott, thank you for what you're doing. Again, Sandpoint Super Drug. So if people want to talk further, they can talk to you, talk to Seth, or the other staff you have there. So thank you again for everything you're doing for our community.
Thanks, Soren. Appreciate it.
Welcome, Dr. Iso. I am so excited to have you on the show again. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Soren.
All right. Now, you and I go way back to playing volleyball, you know, some 25 years ago when we were both in medical school. I have great memories with you. And I'm so excited you've moved to the North Idaho region. And more than that, I'm excited about your new venture. So just real quick, in a nutshell, you know, give us a little teaser about what you're doing now.
I have recently, as you mentioned, I'm glad to be up in here in North Idaho, but I've recently started a primary care clinic and a weight loss clinic, metabolic health clinic. And it's a direct primary care model, a DPC model.
Yeah. So again, it's offgriddoc.com, and you're up in the Bonners Ferry area, just north of 3 Mile. And so you've kind of done a unique model, which is the DPC, direct primary care. So real quick, what is direct primary care?
Direct primary care means that Dr. Iso gets to the root of your problem, because I can spend as much time as I need to figure out why you're having the symptoms that you're having, rather than the old system of primary care, which I used to practice 20 years ago. I had my own practice where we took insurance and we had 10-minute visits, and I wrote prescriptions for medications for your symptoms to manage your problems, as opposed to take the time to get to the root of the problem. Why do you have high blood pressure? Why do you have heartburn? Why do you have diabetes? Oh, this is why. Let's do X, Y, and Z. And then you can not be on medications. Or if you are on medications for diabetes or high blood pressure, we can spend as much time as we need to and reverse the problem, as opposed to manage a problem.
I love it. So the direct primary care model is essentially a monthly subscription model, correct?
Well, you can do, it's a yearly agreement. I want to have a long-term relationship with a patient, so I get take better care of the patient. And so I'm looking for a patient who wants to look at least for a year at a time. We're looking to establish a doctor-patient relationship. And you can either pay all at once for that year, or we can divide it up into monthly payments. So yes, there is a monthly payment model, but it's an agreement so that we can get to know each other and have that relationship for a year, that we know, that way we know we can get to the root of the problem, and we can spend as much time as we need to figure out why you're having the problems you are, and then figure it out rather than cover it up with prescription medications.
Right. And that's one of the issues that we see with the just traditional insurance model, which is you got to see, 30, 40 patients a day, 7 minutes in and out, like you said, prescriptions treat the symptoms, but this direct primary care allows you to slow down and, take your time, see them as often as you want. As we joked about, it's a all-you-can-eat model, right?
That's right. This way, In the old model that we used to practice with insurance and 15-minute visits, really it's not 15 minutes. It's like 7 minutes of patient care, doctor patient time. And in 7 minutes, I always, you know, it's very hard to take the time to get to know somebody and when they eat, what they like to do, what are their activities, what is their history, their family history, to be able to address the problem. And, but you just can't make, you know, financially, when you take insurance, you can't do that kind of medicine. And you don't get paid to reverse disease and reverse problems and take people off medications in the clinic, because you get paid if someone's sick or if someone's hurt or if there are medications, versus we're now on the same page. We both want to stay out of my office. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be off medications and enjoy life that way. And then we don't need to worry about it, because you won't get any extra fees or extra charges, no matter how many office visits or video visits or what have you that we have to do to get to the problem. You don't need to worry about it anymore.
And that's awesome. So you can do in-person visits up in Bonner's Ferry. You can do, you know, virtual visits, phone calls, and it's, you know, 24/7 type of care. So if your kid, you get hurt, or if you have your whole family on this plan, your kid gets hurt, you can take a picture, you can help advise, hey, you need to go to the ER right away, or you know what, let's just see how it does, and tomorrow morning we can assess it, or I can suture, you can suture it up for people, and those kinds of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. You get peace of mind knowing that you know the doctor, or you know the person on the other end of the phone, and no matter where you are or what time it is, you can pick up the phone and you'll get to talk to someone that knows you well, your doctor, 24/7, that can help guide you. Try, you know, like you said, hey, this is something that can wait till tomorrow, or you know what, this is something you really can't wait, you should go in. So I have 20 years of experience as a physician, both in the family medicine office, in the urgent care and emergency room, and in the hospital. So I know which abdominal pains or chest pains need to be worked up with blood work or CAT scans or ultrasounds, who needs a general surgery consult, who should be admitted or who should go home. So I could, even if I save you one trip to the emergency room, your membership is right there, right in front of you. And that's, you know, but to have that kind of relationship, you've got to be able to spend the time with somebody, to get to know somebody, to do that that way.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And I think that's awesome. And one other thing we were talking about is right now in Idaho, the governor has declared a state of emergencies. The hospitals are filled. So how do you see your clinic playing a role in trying to help with this problem that's going on?
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because on September 7th, we, you know, as you know, we were physicians. We got the notification that the hospital system is being taxed. The ERs are being taxed. The inpatients are being taxed. You know, these are challenging times. And so they went into something called a crisis care mode, which it is a last resort when beds are at a premium and they're having to cancel or reschedule elective surgeries and procedures. The last thing we would need is a patient going to the emergency room that doesn't need to be in the emergency room. These ER docs in our North Idaho, they are, and the nurses and the respiratory therapists and the lab techs and everybody in these ERs and the hospitals, they are stretched thin. They're working their tails off for us. And I thought, what can I do? I'm primary care. I've got a, you know, direct primary care clinic and I'm doing that, but I need to be able to help. Is there something I can do to help offload, reduce the strain, to provide care for patients that they don't want to be a burden to the ER either? If they don't have to go to the ER, if we can handle it over a video visit or you know, office visit, you know, I want people to have that access. So we just decided to be able to do something. I kept thinking, somebody needs to do something. And, you know, my wife and I were talking and she's like, well, why don't you do something? So I said, yeah, well, let's do it. And then we just decided we're going to open up our direct primary care practice, which is membership based. We're going to open it up to non-members on an urgent care basis, and we're going to do it 24/7.
That's incredible. So you're basically, you know, offering to virtual urgent care. So if somebody has a problem,
or in person.
And again, like you said, you've got 20 plus years of ER. And you worked for Mayo Clinic, I know, back east. You were director of, I think, Loma Linda Urgent Cares for a while. So you've got a ton of experience in that. So whether something needs to be sutured or, you know, just basic, you know, debrided or something like that, you're able to do that.
That's right. This is the basic urgent care or, you know, office minor emergency room procedures, draining abscesses, excision, you know, like removing cysts, wart, skin lesions, suturing repair, that stapling skin, cleaning things out, removing foreign bodies, you know, and or just basic simple things like rashes, allergies, sinus infections, asthma flare-ups, you know, that kind of simple, straightforward things. Obviously do well video visit. And something that needs to be in person, obviously procedure in person, and then obviously something in the emergency room that can't wait. You know, we're going to make sure we will know, because like you said, I work in the ER, I've got ER experience. So I know who should be in the ER and who's appropriate to be in the office or urgent care or over a video visit. I just want people to know that there's options out there in this challenging times with access to care is difficult. Even before this, you know, primary care access, and it was difficult and challenging. There was long waits in some places. Mm-hmm. And so, but now it's just gotten, you know, and patients don't know what to do, where to go, what's appropriate. They don't want to be a burden in the system. And so I can even help triage and help them figure out what can be done now, later, or what have you. So, yeah. And the other thing I want to mention is you don't have to leave your doctor. If you see me, you know, in an urgent situation, you have a doctor that you love. That's wonderful. I'm not trying to take the role of anybody's doctor, but I'm just trying to fill a need that's available for you. So don't feel like that's an obligation.
Right. And one, just shout out one more time, offgriddoc.com, offgriddoc.com, correct?
Yes. offgriddoc.com. We've got a Facebook page. It kind of just basic information, phone number, offgriddoc.com. We'll have all our services, how to contact us, email or phone. And if you're not sure, just give our office a call and we can help guide you through the process. Whether I can help you at offgriddoc.com or whether the ER needs to help you or somewhere else, we will be able to get, you know, help you get what you need.
Awesome. We got to take a break right now, but we'll be right back with Dr. Ramon Issa, offgriddoc.com. Welcome back. This is Dr. Soren. We're talking to Dr. Ramon Issa, and we've been talking about your direct primary care model that you're doing at offgriddoc.com and the urgent care that you're offering over the phone. In person, whatever you need. I want to talk a little bit about your background. And I know I've had you on the show a number of times because I so much admire you and have enjoyed, as we've talked about the different, you know, ways of weight loss. You had a really dramatic weight loss and turnaround in your health. And so let's talk, tell me a little bit about how you've now specialized in metabolic health.
Excellent. So 4 years ago, I came to a breaking point with my health. I was morbidly obese, over 308 pounds. I stopped checking. My 54-inch waist. I had elevated blood pressure. It was like 170s over 110. Pre-diabetes, fatty liver. Anyway, I was a wreck. I had everything that that we're seeing as in a society that's leading to heart attack, stroke, and kidney disease. And so, but I got better because I didn't follow my training and my traditional model of prescribing medications for every symptom. And instead, I addressed the root of the problem with my diet and with my lifestyle. And I lost 90 pounds in less than 4 months, and my blood pressure, triglycerides, and everything went back down to normal without needing to be on any medications. So I've taken that experience and then my own basically self-directed fellowship into nutritional metabolic health and metabolism and weight loss. And now I'm excited to bring that as an aspect to my practice as well, helping people get off their medications for diabetes, their blood pressure medications. We're not trained to do that in medical school, but when I started offgriddoc.com, when I started my offgriddoc practice, I said, one thing that I want to be able to do is bring deprescribing of these medications to my community.
I love it. And again, you have taken me back to basic biochemistry as you've showed me all the different pathways and helped me understand it. And you and I were kind of joking a little bit, but it's not a joke, that what's the best way to not die from COVID and to stay out of the ER? Well, you know, 99% of the people that are dying have, you know, underlying conditions. And so really, in a big picture, you really want to avoid these underlying conditions. And that's where this understanding your metabolic health can help change your life.
That's right. It was already a passion of mine because it was causing obesity, hypertension, diabetes were already the metabolic syndrome and this insulin resistance was already a primary driver of heart attack, stroke, death, and all that. Already 88% of the population has one or two or more of these features of metabolic syndrome. And so, but with COVID, like you mentioned, the studies come out and the CDC is mentioning that basically 96, 99% of people that are in ICU or severe COVID or die from COVID, it is these same chronic diet and lifestyle diseases, which can be reversed if you address the diet and lifestyle problem. So I can't see, how it can't help at least reduce a burden on the system and in the emergency room or in the hospital by addressing and reversing, managing, improving your diabetes and obesity or high blood pressure.
And maybe in a subsequent, we'll go in more detail on this, but number one and two killers in America are heart disease and cancer. And again, right, understanding these lifestyle factors can help reduce your risk drastically of those. You know, diabetes plays one of the biggest, costs of healthcare, why your healthcare premiums cost so much because, of these metabolic issues. And if you really understand how to control them, you can, because I think sometimes people have this notion that like, man, I just hope this, diabetes doesn't hit me. Well, you may have a genetic predisposition to it, but your lifestyle choices can really help you prevent and not end up with diabetes or heart disease or, hypertension.
That's right. No, I mean, and the fact that in the last few years, finally, we're actually moving to the point where it's not going to be acceptable only to, quote, control or manage your blood sugars with medications and insulin if you're a type 2 diabetic. We're going to get to the point that the goal should be to come off of your insulin, come off of your medications, reduce your medicine. It is now, there's a Virta Health Group. It's a low carb or ketogenic type 2 diabetes trial. They published their preliminary data, their group of several hundred patients that are following a special diet that are type 2 diabetics. Their rate of hospitalization and death from COVID was dramatically reduced by up to 75 to 95% because of diet and lifestyle changes. That is not something to be ignored. That's massive. That's powerful.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Dr. Issa, I am so excited you're doing this. I mean, this is tremendous for your community and for the North Idaho area. And I think it really meets a huge need. Both for primary care, because that's a big need. And secondly, I think it's a huge need for, people understanding metabolic syndrome. And I think, what you're doing is you're empowering people. Because I think sometimes you go to the doctor and they say, hey, you're sick, you're messed up. Here, take these drugs the rest of your life. Well, man, what if you could get off of those and not need those drugs? I think that would be tremendous. So
if you're out there and what Dr. Soren resonates with you, I am looking for people that are fed up and that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they know there's something better, but they just don't know what it is. I want to try to help you find that.
Awesome. So offgriddoc.com, offgriddoc.com, Dr. Ramon Issa. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll bring you back again because this is an area I am super passionate about. So
thank you, Dr. Soren. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are just about out of time, but really appreciate our two great guests we had today. Dr. Scott Porter, pharmacist and owner of Sandpoint Superdrug. You can get a hold of him by going to sandpointsuperdrug.com. or just going into the store there, downtown Sandpoint. Also appreciate Dr. Issa. And again, if you are interested in the direct primary care model, weight loss, or even just phone consultation, look him up at offgriddoc.com, offgriddoc.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you next month. Usually I am on the third Monday of the month. Take care. God bless everyone. Check out drsoren.com. I do post some of these on YouTube and on other social media. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.